BJ and Jamie.
This tin can thing. I don't know much about it, okay? But I guess it's a new for kids security and
Here's the thing. Here's what it is. I'll explain it to you. So the deal is kids are getting addicted to their phones, to the screen time, right? So this group of guys, it's a startup out of Seattle. And what they did is they created pretty much the simplest phone you could ever have in your life. It's a Wi-Fi phone. That way parents still feel comfortable giving their kid a phone, but it doesn't have the screen time on it. They can't look at websites and stuff like that, but they can call their parents and they can call their friends, basically. So here's the actual commercial for it.
Introducing Tin Can, the new school landline for friends. It's just like our old phones with no texting or games. And it has all the other regular phone things too, like buttons and twirly cords. And well, you know, you talk into it.
Hello.
But unlike your old landline, Tin Can plugs into a regular outlet, not a phone jack, and connects to your Wi-Fi. There's even an app for parents to control which numbers call in and out, so no stranger danger. You can also set callable hours. Lights out, phones off. It's a plug-in-the-wall phone for friends to call friends and parents and friends' parents and some other friends, grandparents, or even 911.
What's your emergency?
And probably these guys are going to make a fortune off of this.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. The system we have is pretty good, too, because ours is a tablet, but you can control the time spent on the tablet, you know, on how much money or how much time you give your child. But they can also make a phone call a friend, call me, call his grandmother, whatever he wants to do. So that's a pretty good system, too. But this tin can thing, I guess it's taking over by storm right now.
I just can't believe how addicted kids are to tablets. It's insane.
Look how adults are.
It's a real addiction for these children, like for little kids. It's real. You should see my girlfriend when she takes away the tablet from her son, how he acts.
Oh, I mean, the mood swings, the tantrums are insane. And it's funny because I've been looking into studies as well because little Debbie's kind of using it a little bit, not a lot. But I can tell when she's been using it, even maybe 30 minutes after, you can tell that she's just in a different mood.
And then she wants it back.
Exactly.
She wants it back. So, yeah. So this is a really good idea. These startups, he said, the guy that started it up, he said that he was outside and all the parents were at the school complaining about their kids don't go outside anymore. They stay on their tablets and they're addicted and they're raging when they take them away.
It's true.
But they still want them to be able to contact their friends to play and, you know, their parents, so that's why he created it.
24/7, man.
Yeah.
Frog, 7 years old, and he would do a tablet, phone, whatever, 24/7.
My son, I told you this, my son still... I found that lockbox I used to put his phone in, and it had a timer on it. And so you put it on, so however much homework he thought he had or whatever. So I put it on like 3 hours. And he said, oh, my God, I can't believe you still have that lockbox. And I was like, why? He's like, I have PTSD just looking at it.
He's traumatized.
I know. He hated that thing.
It's not just small kids. It's teenagers. It's adults. It's everybody. We're just so addicted to them. I was driving home yesterday. I'm in a lane on C-470. And here comes a car, and I can see it approaching. It's moving pretty good, and about to go around me. The lady goes around me, and she is doing 75 to 80, and she's got her phone right in her face, looking at the phone as she's driving. You see it all the time.
All the time.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I told you we play a game when we see people swerving. Phone, drunk, or old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's when we go by them.
And most of the time, it's actually a phone.
It is. It is. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I know. It's crazy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.